I'm a hairy guy. I'm hairy noon and night.
Nighty-night-night.
My hair is a fright. I'm hairy high and low, but don't ask me why,
'cause he don't know.
It's not for lack of bread, like the grateful dead.
Darling,
give me a head with hair, long, beautiful hair, shining, gleaming, streaming, flaxen, waxen. Give me down to there, shoulder length longer.
Here, baby, there, mama, everywhere, daddy, daddy hair.
Grow it, show it. Something Happens, wrapping up that set of music. Something Happens, doing their version of Gram Parsons' Brass Buttons. Before that, the Cowsills with Hair. You might have heard me mention earlier that today's the 25th, the 20th, the 20th, not 25th, the 20th anniversary of Hurricane Katrina. And sadly, Barry Cowsill succumbed to the hurricane, living down in New Orleans, at the age of 50. So I wanted to play some Cowsills for you. Velvet Underground in that set of music. Went back to Loaded for some rock and roll. Slumber Party gave us certain versions. Start the entire set. Tom wanted to hear some Morphine. And gladly, I played you some Morphine. You know who's a really big, huge Morphine fan? And I'm not saying this because I'm trying to mock the person. I'm saying it because it's true. Is Zombo. Yeah, he gets in your brain, too. He's a Pittsburgh institution that should be in a Pittsburgh institution. He's on middays here on Fridays, doing his thing. And playing the Cowsills makes me think I should tell you about Radio 9. That's tomorrow. Jay Thurber, Uncle Jay Thurber to all of us. Plays old songs and new songs, and new songs that are old and old songs that are new. Throws a little humor in there. And it's a show called Radio 9 from noon to 3. Here on Independent Freeform Radio, WRCT. Well, we are where we should be, which is time for us to get into the mock. Before I get into the mock, I want to remind you that WRCT Pittsburgh is supported by Attic Records. Attic Records is located in Millvale. They're family-owned and operated, and they're open 7 days a week. They sell new and used records and CDs. For more information, AtticRecordStoreInc.com. You can call them at 412-821-8484. Again, Attic Records, 513 Grant Avenue in Millvale, a proud supporter of the Viva La Mock radio program. Well, let's get into the mock, though. So I've mentioned to you that next Friday, the mockster won't be here doing his show because he'll be in Chicago emceeing and hosting and being the star of the party at his nephew's wedding. Well, maybe he won't be the star. In fact, maybe not even in the top five of featured artists next week. That's okay. I think Rachel will actually be the star. Eric's just along for the food, I think. But Eric and Rachel are going underneath the mock light tonight to celebrate their pending nuptials next week. I moved it to 8 songs. Why? Because a lot of songs that have Eric in the title have naughty words in the song. So I don't know what that says about the name Eric, but I'm throwing that one out there. But I mentioned earlier in my program that you might hear James McMurtry in the mock. And indeed, I'm going to start off with some James McMurtry from Where'd You Hide the Body album, with Rachel's song, starting off a Rachel and Eric celebration. We call it a Rachel and Eric mock here on the Viva La Mock radio program.
Must be a cold front coming, cause I saw the eastbound CNO. Coal cars were dusted with a half inch of snow. And that boy'll drive me crazy. Don't know what I'll do with him. School'll be out tomorrow if that cold front comes in. Calling out to the dying daylight. the shadows of the mountains ringing on the night. No folks like to whisper. He favors your side in his face. When he gets a little older, he's gonna lead a merry chase. And I'm all alone, it's alright. Isn't gonna wound my pride. If anyone can claim they're alright, so can I. I wrecked the El Camino. Would have been DWI. So I just walked off and left it laying on its side. And the troopers found it in the morning, and they said it's purely luck I wasn't killed. I probably ought to quit my drinking, but I don't believe I will.
Philosophically, must ipso facto half not be. But half the bee has got to be a vis-a-vis its entity. Do you see? But can a bee be said to be or not to be an entire bee when half the bee is not a bee due to some ancient injury? Singing.
A la-dee-dee, a one, two, three. Eric the half a bee. A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Eric the half a bee. Is this a wretched demi-bee? Half asleep upon my knee. Some freak from a menagerie? No, it's Eric the half a bee. A fiddly-dum, a fiddly-dee. Eric the half a bee. Ho, 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 tee-hee-hee. Eric the half a bee.
I love this hive employee. Bisected accidentally one summer afternoon by me. I love him carnally.
He loves him carnally. Semi-carnally.
The end.
Cyril Connolly?
No, semi-carnally.
Oh.
Cyril Connolly. When you left, you promised us that you'd return someday. We miss you and our love for you still burns. Our little girl who longed to see the world beyond these hills. Sweet Rachel Ann, you felt you had to go. The autumn wind again has blown the last leaves from the tree. Making room for winter's ice and snow. Sweet Rachel Ann, sweet Rachel Ann. Oh, how we miss you since you've gone. Sweet Rachel Ann, sweet Rachel Ann. When are you ever coming
has kissed the earth again. Wait, what's that I see? Is it someone running up the path?
Oh, wait a minute, could it be Rachel? Is that you? Sweet Rachel Ann, have you come home last?
Rachel, I hardly recognize you now. You look so tired and thin. Sweet Rachel Ann, you're different than before.
And that world that lies beyond these hills, well, it's hurt you, Rachel Ann. But now you're home and nothing's gonna ever hurt you, not anymore.
Sweet Rachel Ann, sweet Rachel Ann, our love will make you good as new again.
I wait all day for my sailor, and sometimes he night. I see you in
Amos wrapping up the first half of a Rachel and Eric mock with a song for Eric off the Little Earthquakes album. Before that, Porter Wagoner along with Dolly Parton doing Sweet Rachel Ann. Played some Monty Python in there because, you know what, Eric, the Half a Bee song had to be played. And start off the set with some James McMurtry with Rachel's song from the Where'd You Hide the Body album from 1995. Hey, just so you know, that my background music for the mock, which is just this little interlude here, and possibly after the next set of music, is the band Rachel's. Thought that'd be apropos. Let's get into round two, part two, phase two, V2, 2.0. I don't know. We're going to get into the second half of the Rachel and Eric mock in celebration of their pending nuptials with something from the Pie Tasters.
I wish I had noticed.
So what's the best way to play an Eric song that I just am going to be guaranteed it doesn't have bad words in it? You play an instrumental song called Eric's Song by Slow Dive from the Just for a Day album. Before that, wrapping up that set of music. Celebrating Eric and Rachel, who are getting married next week. Before the Slow Dive, Sleigh Bells in there from their Treats album from 2010 gave us Rachel. Went back to Daydream Nation for some Sonic Youth and Eric's Trip. Pie Taster started off that entire set from the Turbo album with the song Rachel. Eight songs to celebrate Eric and Rachel. Rachel and Eric, celebrating them both. With Rachel's in the background. The band Rachel's. Now we have to move away from the mock, but a song that did not make the mock because it doesn't have Eric in the title. Only has Eric in the name as I'm playing the Sonic Youth song. I'm like, oh, wait a minute. There's a band called Eric's Trip. Let's play some Eric's Trip.
I haven't even told my brother. I just finished telling my mother. She took it.
Change our names. We change our names. Feels so hard.
Harlow with his version of the Kinks, Victoria, wrapping up that set of music. Speaking of the Kinks, how about some Kinks right before that with A State of Confusion? Title track to that album. Athens, Georgia's own The Glands gave us Fortress from their self-titled album from around 2001. The Orange Peel's in there as well with Every Single Thing, and started the entire set with some Eric's Trip and About You from Forever Again. I know, if you've been paying attention, I've played a lot of bands from Athens, Georgia today. And the part of the reason was I was at Arsenal Lanes doing my 80s, 90s thing, which I do every Thursday. And a gentleman walked up and he said, "Hey, there's a whole group of us bowling and we're all from Athens, Georgia. Could you play some bands from Athens?" I'm like, "Wow, you just dropped into my wheelhouse." But he didn't know that. And then he just started name dropping. And he said the B-52s. Of course, he said REM. But then he said, "How about some Pylon?" And so I was like, "All right, dude. We'll go deep." So that just got me inspired to say I should play some of these bands on my radio show because I like the music. And I think secretly you do too. We've got about 15 minutes left here of the Viva La Mock radio program. You're listening to 883 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Paul. Don't know if I can get a last-minute request in, but if you just want to email me and say hi, you can do that too. WRCTRequest@gmail.com is the email address I answer. From Detroit, Michigan, it's Moods for Moderns right here on Viva La Mock.